Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, everybody knew it all along, but thanks to Elon Musk and Matt Taibbi and others, we now have the evidence. Yes, the Democrats lied about, well, pretty much everything, but specifically when it comes to the Hunter Biden laptop, specifically when it comes to the source of all of the censorship, we now have the truth. And Democrat voter Matt Taibbi has been one of the journalists exposing this, getting the behind-the-scenes access from Elon Musk, and he continues to be upset and disturbed at what he's finding behind the scenes with the Democrats' attack on the First Amendment. Here is the latest disturbing developments from Matt Taibbi.
Since we found a whole bunch of communications just recently about in preparation for a hubbub they were all having at the Aspen Institute in 2021, where they were discussing ideas like the Restrict Act, which is being proposed for, in response to TikTok. There's, I guess, the European Digital Services Act or whatever they call it, that they're thinking about for the EU. All the ideas in both of these bills are sort of wish lists that have been passed around in this community for a long time. The governments want absolute, full and complete access to all data that these platforms provide. And then they want a couple of other things that are really important. They want to have the authority to come in and moderate, or at least be part of the process of moderation. And they also want to for people who are called like trusted flaggers. That's how it's described in the European law. They want those folks to have access to these platforms as well. And that, what they mean by that are these sort of outside quasi-governmental agencies who tell these platforms what they can and cannot print about things like vaccine safety, right? And then we found out more about that, where they're openly talking about censoring true information. So, we're still finding out a lot of stuff about this, and I think there is more to find, unfortunately, which is kind of disturbing. After that, they have people they call trusted partners who determine for them, who are allowed to make determinations about content, or whose determinations they will take seriously. So, yeah, I mean, this is all it's straight out of 1984, all this stuff. If you look at the Digital Services Act, it's a lot like the recommendations of the Aspen Institute, and it's got a lot in common with the Restrict Act here in the States. When you look at the sections about giving the government access to data, what they really mean by that is they want everything, every kind of content that's created on the platform has to be done in a format that can be algorithmically searched. So even video, or if you have something, a conversational platform, they have to be able to automatically generate a transcript quickly so that whatever AI they're attaching to surveil and monitor people has to be able to look out for keywords quickly. And it's funny, we did a thing about this thing called the Virality Project, and they were upset. One of the things they were upset about when they were reviewing COVID information was that a worldwide freedom rally that was held last year, I think, or 2 years ago in Europe had been organized on Telegram, where they couldn't search it, where they didn't know it was coming. And so, like, that's part of their thinking. We don't want any more of those spaces where we can't search. We want everything searchable, and we want it instantly searchable.
So, again, that's Democrat and longtime respected journalist Matt Taibbi exposes Democrat Party corruption, exposes anti-First Amendment activity, testifies to Congress And then the next day, the Democrats send the IRS to his house to threaten, bully, and intimidate him. We all know what's going on, don't we? How much longer do we have to put up with this crap?
We now have three new game-changing products. They're in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. There's such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Filling in for Alex Jones today. And we've got a loaded guest lineup. Pete Santilli joining us first hour. Talk about a motion he's filed to stop this indictment of Trump that he's trying to get the word out on. We've got Thomas Renz in the second hour with just devastating news, and we were hoping that we could avoid this, and it had been a major debate. Are they vaccinating our food supply? In other words, are they vaccinating the animals that we're going to eat with the mRNA jabs? And we had farmers on in the past. They said, nope, this isn't happening yet. Well, now it looks like it's happening. And Tom Renz has that breakdown for us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Dr. Simone Gold, I mean, she can talk about the political persecution that she's endured. She can talk about the medical persecution she's endured. And so we've got news on that as well. But I got to tell you, as I'm getting ready for a long broadcast day today, plenty of news to cover. It's no problem there. I can cover news for 8 hours. I can cover news for 12 hours. It's fine. Just like a guy runs a marathon. Like, hey, have you run a marathon before? Yep. Okay, you're going to run a marathon today. Okay, no problem. No, that's not the challenge. I got the video clips. I got the news. I got it all. The challenge is to be able to do it efficiently and effectively without getting too emotional or without, quite frankly, getting too depressing at this point. Because I understand a lot of people tune in looking for inspiration, looking for hope, outside of just the information that we cover here every day. But I got to tell you, this is truly the darkest time in this country's history. And we might not suffer as much as generations past if we're lucky. We might not suffer as much as generations past. But I got to tell you, we are going into an age of corruption in this country that is really so hard to believe. I don't really know how to properly lay it out. Because we've been laying it out here at InfoWars for 20 plus years. And we're in it now. And so, whether it's the direct censorship of their opposition by the Democrat Party, we've got a bunch of news on that. Whether it's the political persecution of their opposition by the Democrat Party, obviously the Donald Trump story, we've got that. Now it's more clear than ever. We've been warning you right here at InfoWars. Now it's just out in the open. America is now being isolated geopolitically because of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party being so corrupt, so out of control, so out of their minds with the war propaganda, with the trans kid pedophile propaganda, with the political persecution of their enemies, with the attacks on free speech, that the rest of the world
is done, folks. They're done dealing with us. They're moving on. They're not using the U.S. dollar. They're not negotiating with Joe Biden. And I've got stacks of news on that today that your American media is not going to get you properly prepared for what's coming. So, I mean, when we tell you to get prepared and get emergency food supplies or get prepared for whatever, in whatever other way, whatever that means to you, that's not me just coming on air saying, hey, we need to fund ourselves, get emergency food. I'm telling you, this country is in for a wallop. And you might just starting to be experiencing that. If you think 22 during the pandemic was bad, what's coming next is going to be even worse. I mean, there are mass layoffs happening all across the country right now. And Joe Biden and his administration goes out there and tells you it's the greatest economy ever. An obvious lie. An obvious lie. So, what is the message? What has to be understood by the American people at a certain threshold for us to maybe stave this tyranny off? Stave this corruption off? Stave this authoritarianism off? I mean, I just try to put it simply. There's two things every American needs to understand. A liberal progressive Democrat is lying to you. If a liberal progressive Democrat is talking, they're lying to you. And that's why you notice so many are leaving the liberal Democrat progressive ideology. They're leaving the Democrat Party because they're not liars. And they can't lie, and they can't be a part of a lying, conniving, scheming, corrupt criminal party anymore. So that needs to be understood. And then behind that is even the bigger monster, and that's the globalists. And what you need to understand about the globalists is that they are here to depopulate and enslave the entire planet. Now, once the American can have those two basic understandings of how the world works, we might be able to turn this thing around and save what we call America. We might. We might. But until the average American understands that a liberal progressive Democrat is lying to you and that the globalists want a population control, depopulation agenda, digital enslavement of the planet, which you're starting to get a little sight, sounds, tastes of now. Until we have those two understandings, I just don't know how we recover. I don't know how we turn this ship around. And until we have men and women that are actually willing to do something about it, then you have to just take matters into your own hands and get prepared. Get out to the country, get emergency food, start growing your own food, start having your own energy sources. I'm serious, because that's how bad it's getting now. And they'll still find a way to shut you down. Don't worry. That'll just be a little. That'll be a little safety net for you. That'll be like a little safety raft, you know, air raft, whatever, for you. And I'm not saying don't do that. I mean, it's probably better than whatever's about to happen in major cities in the near future. But even then, they'll eventually come for you. They'll eventually raise property taxes to 1,000%. They'll take your farm. They'll take your house. They'll take your land. If you don't give your kids the lethal injections, they'll take your kids, they'll take you. This is where it's all going. So, I mean, even getting, and I get it, like, I get the frustration with people that will send me messages saying, hey, you need to tell people more solutionary stuff, you know, get out on the land, learn how to farm, learn how to have your own energy sources and all this stuff. Hey, that's fine, that's good, we do promote that. I'm just telling you, that's like a safety net that will maybe give you an extra generation of freedom before the globalists come and steal everything and enslave you. So, I mean, yeah, get out on the land and learn how to farm and everything and become self-sustainable. Absolutely, 100%. That'll give you at least probably one generation of extra freedom. But eventually, if we don't stop this Democrat Party and if we don't build political walls around this country keeping the globalists out, then it won't matter. They'll come for you, too. So we're going to get into all the news. And look, the Trump story is the big story. That's just a sign of where we're at. That's all it is. It's a sign of where we're at. It's a sign of how corrupt the Democrat Party is. It's a sign of how corrupt the mainstream media is. It's a sign of how corrupt our federal bureaucracies are. It's a sign of how corrupt these prosecutors, Soros prosecutors and attorneys are. But we already knew that. So are we just going to watch them take over now? You know, we tend to not fully appreciate or understand history because we didn't live it. But, you know, Hitler did get into power. Hitler was elected into power. Hitler and the Nazis did have power in Germany for a decade. So it happens, folks. It happens. Corrupt political parties take and hold power and leave behind them massive bloodshed and suffering and tyranny and starvation and death. And that is the path this country is headed down right now under Joe Biden, the Democrat leadership, and quite frankly, the Republican leadership as well. And even if the Republicans aren't the bad guys, they're certainly not doing near enough. They're not having near a sense of urgency.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Saying it that the Trump indictment is a distraction, because it's a real story and it's a massive political development in this country that the Democrats just weaponize the government against their political opposition, whether it's the little guy like the QAnon shaman or whether it's the big guy, Donald J. Trump. But for me to sit here and obsess over Donald Trump is actually kind of pathetic. And it's pathetic that our nation is obsessing so much over Donald Trump. Again, I'm not saying it's not a big story. I understand how massive the ramifications of the Democrats weaponizing the government against their opposition is, but it's like that you've got camera crews, you've got multiple helicopters following Trump's massive motorcade. They're waiting at the airport. They're probably going to track his plane all the way to New York, and then there'll be cameras and drones and helicopters there, too. And it's like, oh, my gosh, this massive thing, follow Donald Trump. I mean, I could just sit here and point out all the hypocrisy. The same people that tell you you need to stop man-made climate change are going to have multiple helicopters in the air today following Donald Trump's every move. They're going to be flying people from all over the world to cover this story, but they tell you to stop climate change. So they know how important this is to destroy Donald Trump, and they know their climate change nonsense is just that. They don't commit to their own propaganda. And I've got all the stash of news stories. I'm going to cover it. But, I mean, folks, we're in a larger issue. We are being completely skipped over right now. And the world is moving on from the United States. I don't know how else to put it to you. The world is moving on from the United States. And the thing that has kept us so comfortable here, the petrodollar, is about to go away. So forget about your inflation. Forget about everything else that's going on. That's going to be ramped up double, triple, quadruple, quintuple when they stop using the petrodollar and the U.S. dollar for international energy deals. Folks, the bottom falls out. The bottom falls out. And that's going on right now. I'll have to cover that later if we even have time. Pete Santilli coming up. Emergency motion filed with Judge Juan Marchand to stop prosecution of President Donald Trump. That's coming up in the next segment. Meanwhile, leftist meltdown after New York Times loses its Twitter blue checkmark. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, because you have to understand the entire foundation of modern-day liberal progressive Democrat theology is that they are the assumed authority. They are the assumed moral high ground, and they are the assumed authority over you. And that's why they love that blue checkmark so much. Because that separates them from you. They're more important than you. They're certified. You are not. They are deities. You are pond scum. And so for them to lose their checkmark is devastating. They need that verification badge over you. Just like in the video of the college professor at a TPUSA event who says, we don't know the difference between men and women. There's no difference between their bones. There's no difference between their skeletons. An obvious lie. Any college class teaches that there are obvious differences between men and women. You learn that by the time you're in first grade. Probably even naturally. And a professor says, how dare you judge me? I'm an anthropology professor, and I have a master's in anthropology. Well, you must not have learned much if you don't know there's a difference between men and women, specifically their skeletal structures and bone features. And so he gets laughed out of this room. But it's the same thing. I'm the New York Times. I have the blue check mark. Oops, no you don't. And see, that respect has now disappeared. Now they feel empty. Same thing with that college professor. I have a master's in anthropology. Bow down to me. Ha, ha, ha. Look at the loser who thinks men and women are the same. Ha, ha, ha. Loser. But my degrees. But my degrees. But my advanced education. See, once they lose that facade, once they lose that blue check mark, once they lose that prestige of the degree and holding it over your head, then all is lost. That's why they freak out over a blue check mark. That's why they freak out when you don't respect their higher education. Because they need to laud it over you. They need to dominate you with it. Even though it's illegitimate. And once it gets shown that it's illegitimate, and you know it's illegitimate, and then they lose their power, they freak out. Jim Jordan, Trump indictment is about going after anyone who opposes the left's agenda and the establishment's agenda. He's 100% right, and I wish the Republicans would rally behind this and actually commit to stopping it. Jeff Van Drew, former Democrat, now a Republican. Democrats afraid Donald Trump will take out corruption if he wins by 2024. Again, Jeff Van Drew, a former Democrat who left the party because he knows it's corrupt, is telling the American people that the Democrat Party that he used to be a member of is scared that Trump is going to end their reign of corruption. He's telling you what's going on. You're watching Trump's motorcade head towards the airport right now. He's flying to New York momentarily. Mar-a-Lago evidence suggests possible Trump obstruction. Justice Department said to have more evidence of possible Trump obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. So they can't get him on the documents because Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and George Bush and Obama and everybody else does the same thing with documents. And Judge Amy Berman Jackson said that you can't have anything classified from the president. There's no such thing as a classified document from the president. That was a Democrat judge that set that precedent. So now they're saying, oh, obstruction of justice. So, an obvious lie. Chief investigator at Manhattan DA's office, Susan Hoffinger, previously donated to Biden and other Democrats. Oh, I'm sure there's no conflict of interest there. Trump refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Democrats have no such restraint. Bingo! Bingo! That's the Federalist headline. Trump refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Democrats have no such restraint. Exactly. And I guess Trump either learned that the hard way or he wanted to give him a shot to show that they didn't have to be so corrupt. Well, now look at where he's at. Trump fundraising efforts after indictment pay off with over $4 million raised. It's actually over $5 million now. So this whole thing of, oh, it hurt Trump. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to go through this. But as far as his campaign is concerned, it has not hurt that at all. If anything, it's helped it. Trump attorneys believe Soros-funded DA will impose gag order on Trump today, will prevent him from campaigning. I think the more likely scenario, I mean, that would be so extreme, I almost wish they would. I think the more likely scenario is they just say, you're not allowed to talk about this case. That's kind of a typical thing that they do. It's been done to me. It's been done to others. So I think that's the more likely scenario. But go ahead. I hope they ban Trump from campaigning. Just keep showing us how corrupt you are. And then Trump's big mouth could send him to jail. See, so they are planning on gagging him. Just to what degree, we'll have to see. We'll talk with Pete.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Pete Santilli joins us. The story is live right now at petersantilli.com. Emergency motion filed with Judge Juan Marchand to stop prosecution of President Donald J. Trump. Pete, you have filed this today. Tell us what this is all about.
You know, I just caught the tail end as I was coming into the studio. I caught the tail end of what you were saying about, you know, why all this hullabaloo about, you know, President Trump. I absolutely agree with you. Not that I don't respect, or not that I'm not going to vote for President Trump, but I guess what? I've put the center of focus on myself. I've put the center of focus on we, the voters. And this is not about President Trump, because I'm here to tell you, nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it say that a presidential candidate has constitutional rights. Now, here's the issue. I'm already full-blown Trumpian. That's up to me. Shoot, if people want to vote for Barney the Purple Dinosaur, and, you know, Jim Jordan, the feckless, non-producing Fox News clip maker, says, oh, they will go after anybody that's anti-establishment. No, they're going after us, folks. They want to remove my vote. Now, I'm gonna mention my name, but anyone can subscribe to this. In 2024, I'm going to cast a vote for President Donald J. Trump. Why? Because it states very clearly in the Constitution that I have a right to do so. They keep saying that there's nothing in the Constitution that says we don't have voter rights. But guess what? The Declaration of Independence opens up very, very clearly that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those are God-given rights. That to secure our God-given rights, governments are instituted among men. That's us. That's us casting our votes, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Is that boring constitutional stuff? No, it isn't. In our Declaration of Independence, it even clearly states it's self-evident, doesn't require any further discussion. So I have filed an emergency motion. Why? Because you know what? Nobody has filed an emergency motion protecting each and every one of our God-given rights. This is not about President Trump, folks. This is about the establishment using the full force of every single government, using the media. They're going to do everything they possibly can to attack us. Jim Jordan is absolutely wrong. They're not attacking anybody who's anti-establishment. They're attacking we, the people, who are anti-establishment. And when we vote, our consent to the governed, you know what the purpose of government is? There's only one. It's to protect our God-given rights. We vote for people who we think are going to protect our God-given rights. Right now, I only know of one person. I only trust one person, but that's me. But the bottom line is what they're attempting to do is to take away my right to vote. So I filed this motion, and not because I want to threaten the judge or anything like that. I want him to do the right thing. I said, put a stay on the proceedings. Stop these proceedings until after the 2024 election. Because I'm already going to tell you I'm going to cast my vote in 2024. I have to wait until then. But here you are wanting to take away my vote well in advance. But if you can't wait, the alternative is, then let's hold an election right now, tomorrow. Let's hold the election. Let's have everybody cast their ballots. Let's have that vote. But you know what? President Trump right now, let's set his name aside. They're going after a presidential candidate. There's a lot of people who are going to vote for that presidential candidate. So they're not attacking somebody. And by the way, I also said in the motion, there is no circumstance whatsoever, nothing that could change whether or not I vote. If they say President Trump is guilty of 47 felonies, you know, administrative, whatever it is that they're bringing up upon him, it doesn't matter. If he's in jail, I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to ask him to sign the first executive order, and here it is. There's a penalty for doing this, folks. And I'm taking a stand myself, and I'm hoping to inspire other people because, you know, relying upon the mob, unfortunately, got us to this point because, you know, we didn't stand for our 2020 election. And January 6th, also, if we stand up and exercise our freedoms of speech, what happens to us? We get crushed for doing so and accused of being insurrectionists. Here's the penalty for those that want to deprive us of our constitutional rights. And this is very serious. I'm not messing around. I'm already talking to an attorney who's very successful, taking cases all the way to the Supreme Court. And we will be successful because there's a little known U.S. code, U.S. C code 242, essentially deprivation of rights. And depending on the severity of them, you know, depriving our rights up to and including if they kill us, you know, like Ashley Babbitt, for instance, the penalty for violating somebody's constitutional rights, depriving them, is up to and including the death sentence. Not saying that, you know, this would be appropriate if they took away my rights to give them the death sentence. I wish that were the case. But there is a penalty, and I plan to bring criminal charges. And it's a very serious thing. I do have standing. I can't represent everybody else. I do care about President Trump. I've already expressed that. That's my personal opinion. I don't want anyone else to care more about President Trump than our right to vote. And that's what I'm taking a stand on. I swore an oath as a United States Marine. I'm sick and tired of listening to all of the grifters, you know, wanting money for audits and paper ballots. And no, I mean, you know, I want paper ballots, of course, but there's a way to do that. I'm sick and tired of kicking the can down the road. And here we are again. They're taking away. They took away my 2020 vote. Now they're getting ready to take away my 2024 vote. And don't tell me if the judge responds, and he's required to respond by noon tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm going to file. And it's not non-threatening. It's a very, very respectful letter. Owen, I don't know if you've had a chance to read it. It's very respectful. We are respectful of the rule of law, which is exactly what I'm doing. The supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. Our Declaration of Independence sets forth that voters, basically, that's the mechanism to show the consent of the governed, okay? Our votership, and that the people in government are elected officials. Their power is derived by our votes. You can't go in and take away my vote. You know, Owen, have you ever heard them say that every single vote matters, every single vote counts? Don't you hear them say that over and over and over again?
Boy, I sure do.
Well, guess what? I'm taking a stand for mine. I'm not going to take a stand on behalf of everyone else. That's not, you know, that's not my role. My role is to stand up for myself. I hope everyone else joins me. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not backing down. This is the hill that I'm going to fight on. And I don't say this to be overly dramatic. They're going to take away they took away my 2020 vote. They're going to take away my 2024. And then if they say, well, you can vote in 2024, you can vote for President Trump. Well, guess what they're going to start doing tomorrow? Attacking the candidate that I already told them that I was going to be voting for. And they're going to attack it between now and 2024. And then just say, well, if we convict him, you know, you can still vote for him. Well, guess what? Then tomorrow they're going to start convincing everybody else around me that they should not vote for President Trump because of the common criminal. The media is going to pile on. The judges are going to pile on. The New York courts are going to pile on. Georgia's going to come. I say right now we take a stand. If you deprive me, I've basically, through this motion, set forth that I'm going to vote for him, and you're attempting to take that vote away, and I'm asking the judge to intervene, to stop it, and to either delay the proceedings until after 2024 or conduct an election today. Start today as of the ruling. If those people choose not to do that and they want to override my vote, I'm bringing criminal charges against them, and I'm not backing off of that.
That is Pete Santilli. We're against the break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be following up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Promised Hillary Clinton would be locked up, and finally, she's being charged. She's flying. Oh, no, that's Donald Trump. Oh, okay, I got you. That is Donald Trump being arrested. That is Donald Trump flying. I'm sorry. I thought they were going after the real criminals. I thought it'd be Hillary Clinton, you know, in government for 50 years and all the crimes. No, it's Donald Trump they're going after. That's right. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Jeez, I thought the real criminals were going to jail. Instead, it's Donald Trump. Pete Santilli is with us. He's standing up trying to do something about this. We were breaking this down in the last segment. And, I mean, there's two things, Pete, I want to respond to your last segment with. And that's one, you know, I've never really, those words self-evident, as you were highlighting in the last segment, never really hit as hard as they are right now. Things that are self-evident are almost, what is even self-evident anymore? I mean, men can be women, but we can't define a woman. Gender-affirming surgery is reversing a child's gender. I mean, we want to talk about self-evident. Nothing is self-evident anymore. So everything kind of stems from that. I mean, that just shows you how they've just completely twisted and deceived the minds and the hearts and the souls of man, where nothing is self-evident anymore to us, Pete.
You know, and that's why Joe Biden, it was a Freudian slip when he said, and you know the thing. And that's where the social engineering program comes from, with these half-bakes and these transgenders and the just every variation thereof. It's self-evident. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. And stop socially engineering us. You know what else is self-evident? And back to this one issue, and I've already expressed exactly what my bias is towards President Trump. That's me. If anybody out there, and I mean this so genuinely, listen, I was a United States Marine. If you wanted to vote for Che Guevara, I believe you're going to be outnumbered. But this applies to you as well. If you want to vote for Bernie Sanders, it is self-evident that the consent of the governed, the people that go into government, get there by voting. It's self-evident. And for those that say your voting rights are not in the Constitution, it's because they stated it in the Declaration of Independence. It's self-evident that we hold these truths, and the colonies backed it up. All 13 colonies said so. The laws thereof below were the laws that were to be delegated to the federal authorities. That Constitution is mainly to keep the federal authorities with their delegated powers, what we give to them. But we vote for people. Now, listen, in communist Romania, okay, this is really, really important, folks, because we all know that communism is upon this nation right now. It's a Marxist revolution. There's a takedown, the likes of which we've never seen. And I don't know of anybody that consents to how we're being governed right now. This is not only an opportunity to stand up for our voting rights and to do so peacefully, but to also do the same thing that communist Romania did. Did you know that communist Romania fell when millions of people, tens of millions of people, gathered together in a candlelight vigil and stood in the gap between the dictator Ceausescu and their way of life and their religion and their everything that they believe in? And communism was pulverized. It fell. People actually died. They were prepared to die. I'm saying this right now, that candlelight vigil, I'm actually holding up this candle right now. I lit it. I said, I'm going to light the first candle here. I want everybody to join me peacefully and exercise our First Amendment rights. And I want to assert that I'm going to stand up for my First Amendment rights. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to redress grievance. I'm going to stand up for my voting rights. I will also hopefully inspire others to do that. Hopefully they stand with me. And you know what? We're not going to back down. We will consent to the people that are governing over us. We have voting rights. They're trying to take them away. So if you want to vote for Che Guevara, you know what? You should defend my right to stand up for my vote for President Trump, because they're trying to take it away. No matter how much you hate, and Owen, even when we can both argue and say, why all this focus on President Trump? I want all the focus to be on each and every individual voter. You know what? The Department of Justice actually cites 18 U.S.A. 242 that says when you deprive an individual's constitutional rights, there are the strongest penalties like you wouldn't believe. So through this filing that I'm doing right now, then I want the Department of Justice and the people that govern over us and that run the courts to tell us whether or not that's even enforceable. I want to see it through this action here. Does the Constitution even matter? Do my voting rights even count? Does one vote and one person, one eligible voter, matter? I'm standing up for my vote. I'm standing up for my rights. And let's find out if it matters. Because if it doesn't, at least tell everybody, so we don't have to waste our time between now and 2024.
Well, that's not wasting time. Yeah. That's it exactly. It's this facade that the Democrats, they'll talk about God when it's convenient to them, or they'll talk about the Constitution when it's convenient to them. They don't actually live by that. I agree. Hey, liberals, Democrats, just be honest. You don't believe in America. You don't believe in freedom. You don't believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. At least be honest. You know, I would appreciate a little honesty when it comes to that, because that's obviously the case. By the way, President Trump's plane taking off right now from Florida. It'll probably be landing in New York. I don't know what, about 2.5-3 hours. We'll be covering it right here at InfoWars. You know, the other one, Pete, that comes to mind when I'm listening to you talk is I feel like we're in the boiling water metaphor right now, if you will. The water just keeps getting turned up hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter until, you know, we're basically boiled to death. And this is going back years. This is going back to whether it's the pandemic and all the suffering caused by that, Whether it's the 2020 election fraud, whether it's the political persecution that continues to Donald Trump and his supporters, I feel like this is the boiling water, Pete. We're in the boiling water, and you don't realize you're in the boiling water until it's too late, except maybe we've already reached that point. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be black-pilled today. I'm honestly not. It's just, I just can't believe everything I'm seeing. A trans person murders people at a Christian school. The trans community is told they're memorialized. They're the victims. I've got Saudi Arabia. I've got all these foreign countries ditching the U.S. dollar. India, Mexico, Brazil. I mean, Japan now. Even Japan. I mean, folks, this is our ally. Japan is one of our biggest allies. And even they're like, we're out. Like, I mean, we're in the boiling water right now, Pete. I mean, how do we get people to understand the seriousness of this?
Yeah, you know what you do? You watch two things. Go on YouTube and pull a Bud Light video, Real Men of Genius. And remember that song it was playing?
Oh, it's one of the best.
One of the best commercials ever. This morning we woke up, and it wasn't that long ago, they were playing that Bud Light commercial. Now we got, what the heck is her name? Freaking Half-Baked now holding up Bud Light. And they're actually putting its face on a Bud Light can.
Yes.
Social engineering.
So those are known as Dylan Mulvaney, a man pretending to be a woman. And you should be proud you didn't know that name, all right? That's a good thing.
I don't even want to know. I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten. But you know what, folks? Here's the bottom line. You ready? I'm sick and tired. I'm so furious right now that I trusted so many people since 2020. You know, President Trump surrounded himself, unfortunately, with a bunch of people that betrayed him as well at all of our expense. And guess what? They ended up kicking him out of office. We're back on our heels. Joe Biden stole the election. And now we're on the brink of World War 17. This guy's got thermonuclear war we're on the edge of. The banking system is about to collapse. And they're going to steal my vote from the person I believe is going to go in there and clean it up the quickest. Are you kidding me? I'm sick and tired of everybody around me. So therefore, I'm taking a stand right now. This candle that I just held up is symbolic of the following. I'm going to stand up for my First Amendment rights. Nobody's going to tell me to not go protest because of January 6th. You know why? Because I'm peaceable. I will peaceably assemble. I will redress my grievance. And if anybody tries to interfere with that and call me an insurrectionist and try to deprive me of my right, I'm going to bring criminal charges against them for taking away my rights. I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm going to stand up for my voting rights. And even if I get in the face of the government loudly but peacefully, you're not going to call me an insurrectionist anymore. I'm a United States Marine. I swore an oath to defend these rights, but mainly I inherited these rights from those that have fought and died to protect what I'm standing up for now. And I want everyone to just at least support me. If you want to watch on, I'm prepared to die in this spirit. Why? Because they want to kill me to shut me up, and I'm not going to. Hopefully everyone else feels the same way about their own rights. But if you don't, look on, watch on, even if you have a morbid curiosity. You want to see me get shot, because they will shoot me, especially if you don't stand with me. But at least cheer me on. But I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down. That's Pete, it. I'm fed up.
Let's do five more minutes. I want to ask you about the issue of them gagging President Trump to try to keep him from campaigning and what you think may go down with that. And again, folks, everything Pete is saying here is true, and he's genuine.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.